Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 at the hour now, time for our weekly overview of the hot hits in News Talk Radio. The research done courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine. You can find these lists, the top 10 stories, top 10 people at talkers.com and djvshow.com. The top 10 stories and people will go through them, pick out some of the things that are obviously in need of discussion, and all the ladies from the DJV program always have unique points of view. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner. So the charts for the week of February 14th to the 18th are in our focus at number 10 on the story list. The scandals involved, there are a lot of scandals all over the place, but the royals certainly have had a lot of attention given to them, mostly Prince Andrew this week. He's number 10 on the people list. The celebrity gossip about Taylor Swift and Jake Gyllenhaal, the fact that Kelly Clarkson has filed to change her name, all that good stuff. Kelly, what was her, is it her maiden name?
No, she wants to change it to her middle name, really? Which is odd. I didn't quite understand that. She's been Kelly Clarkson since she won
Everybody
American Idol.
And so now she wants to be Kelly Brianne.
I don't know. That's strange. Is it going to be the Kelly Brianne show on NBC and not Clarkson show?
Her husband's name was Blackstock. So
right, she never took his name.
She didn't take it anyway.
No.
This is kind of wacky. Seems to be a little wacky anyway. But then that's celebrity for you. All right, so that's a part of the consideration at number 10. The Prince, do we have any comments about Prince Andrew other than that he's a lech and a pig? Or what else do
and he's getting off that? Easy, probably.
Well, his mother told him to settle, right? Isn't that where that all came from, that whole
That's
business about...
That huh? is the rumor, yeah. That's the rumor. And apparently he's been stripped of all of his patronages and I think his military medals they've taken away. There is a rumor, if you read the British press, there's a rumor that he's going to be stripped of everything, but I doubt it because they made the settlement now. It's probably not going to be made public what he paid her. Mm-hmm. I think it's probably, they're hoping it's just going to go away now.
Right.
But, you know, they basically paid for the scandal to go away.
Go away. Exactly. That's what happens when you have money. Ooh, hooray. Number 9 has to do with the weather. The weather where I am as we're doing this program, I think we have, about 65 degrees and windy. It's melted all the snow. Didn't get all the ice, as I found out. Not the hard way.
The hard way, yeah.
Yeah. But the weather around the country seems to be moderate, shall we say, not like it has been. But then you go down to Brazil, you see all these mudslides killing 94 people. Lots of people are missing. It's summertime, sort of the end of summer, getting to the end of summer down there. And floods and mudslides are not the norm. I'm just looking at people and homes and cars in a couple of different cities' catastrophe. They're all being covered up by these huge mudslides. I mean, we're familiar, Jennifer, with mudslides in California, but they aren't usually as bad as this. This is like almost mud coming out of a volcano.
Yeah, it looked awful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really. All right, that's the comment on number 9. It looked awful. Thank you, Jennifer.
Well, what did you want me to say? I mean, it's awful.
It looked really awful.
No,
you could have said that.
Bad.
It looked really awful.
It was really awful.
Really awful. Number 8, some tech stories. You want to actually summarize a little bit, if you will, Victoria, of some of the big technology news from the week. I mean, it sort of goes, number 8 goes with number 2, it seems to me. Number 2 is Russia and what's going on in Ukraine, but the hacking going on by the Russians, there's a lot of stuff going on. I'm not sure everybody is aware of how deeply entrenched they are. I've suggested on the air, and not lightly, that it's time we take them out. And you know, so what do you do? What do you? How is it that they get away with it? That's what I mean. Everybody knows they're doing it. They knew that they messed with the elections. They've known that Snowden has come up with all kinds of ways to create mischief, but it's more than mischief. It ruins, you know, economic situations and realities for companies. It's bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So why the hell aren't we doing something about it, I guess, is the question.
Cybersecurity is the only thing you can do, right? Beefing that up, and that's one of the things. As soon as Biden got into office, he put everybody on notice. If you're a government contractor, I think they gave them 6 months. Not everyone complied with that because it's a lofty ambition. But that was the whole thing and about government contractors, because now this is what the story is that you're referring to, is that the Department of Defense has warned that Russia-sponsored hackers have repeatedly attempted to break into a slew of companies who are government contractors. And so they've gotten emails, they've gotten unclassified information at this point, but they're looking for weapons technologies, data analytics, vehicle and aircraft design, missile development, software development. Those are the things that they're trying to hack into. And they've been consistent.
And things that they can hold hostage, too, and get money for it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of this
information,
is ransomware.
Information, money,
sure.
Power, yep.
Well, it seems to me that this we're not doing enough to short-circuit them.
Well, but the problem, though, is it's not that easy to find them. It's easy to say, like, oh, well, we should just be doing more. It's not like knocking on someone's house and arresting them because you know they're running drugs out of the house. It's not that simple. You know, it is much...
Right,
you know what I'm
analogy.
Saying? But like, that's something where, you know, the neighbors can say, hey, you know, something suspicious is going on, and, you know, and it looks like maybe they're running drugs. Well, okay, that's an easy, you know, black-and-white kind of issue. But with mm-hmm. when it comes to hacking, and they have in Russia, they have these, they've got the bot farms and the troll farms, and it's so entrenched. It's not easy to pinpoint who's doing what.
Couple that number eight with big tech is social media, which we'll get to some of your comments on our Twitter and Facebook and Instagram line in a few moments with Jay. Also, there's a focus on CNN in here, and I wondered, as I saw that, you know, you hear about certainly Cuomo has caused them to have a lot of negative attention, Zucker leaving, his girlfriend leaving. There seems to be a lot of discord there and discontent. So I wonder, among all of this, if this was supposedly a way to distract the announcement this week that CNN has set a premiere for the music documentary about Dionne Warwick. this documentary has been around, I guess, since last year at the Toronto International Film Festival. It did great. And so it's going to be on first on CNN Plus, which is their streaming service. But are they doing a lot of this sort of thing? This doesn't seem newsy, really. This seems something like you'd get on some other channel, not CNN.
A lot of the streaming platforms, Fox has got a pretty successful one called Fox Nation. They do their own originals series. They do in-depth stuff on things that you wouldn't consider to be newsy. You know, it could be mm-hmm. sports or entertainment. I think they're
magazine,
trying to do
this, right? Isn't that what they?
Yeah. Well, I think they're just trying
news
to bulk up their
yeah.
their content because they're trying to draw people into a platform that they're going to pay extra money for, and so they want to create things of interest that are going to bring people into those platforms.
Well, but
so
you know
I
what?
I think we're going to see more of that.
One of the things you see from all the television networks, and it came about as a result of the focus on the ratings for the Super Bowl and who's actually listening, the age brackets. And so if CNN is trying to get younger viewers, they're not going to do it with a Dionne Warwick documentary. People
my parents are going to
watch this. Yeah, I'm going
to
watch
this. But they're the ones with money to watch it, too, right?
Well, that's the other thing. It's kind of, this is not probably the place for that conversation, but the fact that the advertising agencies are so gaga to get people your age into their grasp to sell them stuff, it's people my age are the ones who have all the money. And this, I'm excluded from that, but at any rate, there are a lot of people who, most people, when they get to my age, they've got plenty of dough. And so the advertised people ask this question all the time. And there are agencies, and there are some people in the business that are trying to change this reality because there are more people spending more money who are our age than in their 30s and 40s. I think the theory is, though, that you get people when they're young, their brands and stuff, and that's why advertising, especially for cars and things like that, consumables, you get them to buy and find that they like a particular brand when they're younger, they'll stay with it through their lives. So anyway, but the Dionne Warwick thing, back to that for a second, looks like it could. She has a great, great voice. And she also was easy to work with. People liked her. And so all the Grammy stuff. She was the first black woman to win a Grammy for her performances back in 1968. The song was Do You Know the Way to San Jose. I think it was the first song, really big hit that she had, as I recall, being a disc jockey at that time. So anyway, that's coming to CNN Plus, but I wondered that. That's why I brought it up here, whether it was, those are the kinds of things that are smoke screens to take people's attention away from what the reality is of what's going on at CNN. Okay, our relationship with the China, number 7, we'll talk about that after this.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix diet product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so number 7, the focus on our relationship with China. More underscored this week because of all the cheating going on in the Olympics by the various people, the American who decided to be a Chinese competitor, the Chinese kid who's kind of caught in the middle. It doesn't look to me like she was really the mastermind of this, but at any rate, the Olympics are shambles. It's a joke. It's a laughing stock. It's ridiculous, and it's all on the Chinese once again. So is that a pretty good summary of what's going on,
yeah,
ladies?
I have a hard time. I have a hard time watching it. I know Victoria's been paying more attention to it. I feel there's just something so gross about the whole thing. And it's not the athlete's fault. It's the IOC's fault for not changing the location.
Yeah. So how do we react when the IOC, don't we have some, aren't we doing the next Summer Olympics here, like in Los Angeles? Where is the next Summer Olympics?
Los Angeles gets Olympics in 2028.
Okay. So will we be doing, I don't know, it just gets used for so much propaganda, especially when it's in places like this. And they, you know, what does the rest of the world think? Is the rest of the world see through it? Is it transparent to see what's up with the Chinese?
I think everybody's aware. I think so.
I would hope so, anyway. The Chinese government, man, big bad boobs. It's, what do we have, 21 after the hour now. We'll continue. Up next is what's going on the social media front on the Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Just
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Okay, so let's see what we can pull out of our listeners and their focus. Jay Kirshner is here at 23 after the hour of the Talk Radio Review, where the folks on the DJV program take a serious look at the top 10 issues of the week and the people that are making news. And certainly we made reference to Kamila Valieva a few moments ago in the scandal. So what are people saying about this? Is it pretty much a unified course, or do we have different points of view?
No, for the most part, it's unified. Dan Mays says Russia was already banned for doping. Now being caught red-handed gets a pass. Seems like there's something crooked in the works.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Not and wrong
so,
there.
I wonder if that affects his interest in the Olympics. You wonder about that. If you look at this stuff and, like Jennifer, okay, I'm just Hannah and Victoria, too. Had enough. All right, who else is saying what?
Lynn Charlene says, regardless of age, no one should be able to keep competing if they had a positive test. That was one of the things that was said about Kamila, that her age, if she has to take fall for all of this at 15 years old, it's going to cause her all of this emotional damage and everything. So that's what Lynn's comments coming from. Dave Sweeney says, Shikari Richardson deserves an apology.
Yes.
We agree with that.
Absolutely. And Ramona Martin says, the way the situation is being handled is actually worse than the situation itself.
That's a very interesting comment. I think I would agree with that. Yeah, the situation being handled.
I just get so disgusted by the favorites. You know, like, oh, well, we can't take Kamila out of the competition because she's 15 and it might do irreparable harm. Well, what about everybody else? And like Adam Rippon said, like, what about the integrity of the Olympics? Isn't that doing irreparable harm?
Yeah. Well, yeah, but what does it say to youngsters who get a pass for cheating, basically?
And yeah, and what just about don't get caught. And even if you get caught, nothing may happen.
And what about the poor kids who are doing it the right way? You know, what does that show them? Like, oh, well, you know, you did it the right way. Shikari Richardson was taken out of contention by our own team. She didn't even get past, like, the Russians knew this girl tested positive. They sent her to the Olympics anyway, hoping no one would find out. I mean, that's essentially what they did. So I wonder, you know, the other two girls who won gold and silver in Kamila's place, I wonder if they're going to be subjected now to extra testing. They should. I hate to say that because we don't know. Maybe they didn't do anything wrong. But now there's doubt that's been cast about everybody coming from all of ROC.
The COVID situation. COVID's number one this week again in the story list. So what with the mask mandate being lifted here, there, and everywhere, what are folks saying about that?
Andy Brinkley says in eastern Arkansas, mostly in medical facilities, you have to wear a mask, but everywhere else it's pretty laxed.
Mm-hmm.
Sherry Smith says no masks required in most places in Vicksburg. My mind just went blank. What is MS? Mississippi. Right?
Yeah.
Her husband and she both wear masks anyway just because she's high risk. Mm-hmm. And Corey Lang says Delaware had a mask mandate for schools, but that should be done by the end of next month.
Yeah, they're lifting it here in my hometown of Framingham next week. The state of Massachusetts pretty much has lifted it, so the towns are just falling into line. I think that's the case in New Jersey where you are too, isn't it, Victoria and Jennifer in California?
I want to say March 1st in New Jersey. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kids are no longer wearing masks.
We don't have a date yet. It's still all masking all the time.
All right, Russia and the conflict there. What are people saying about that?
John Ackerman says Russia is not going to invade Ukraine. It's just putting on a strongman show for his base.
Hmm.
Melinda Stone says Russia will invade because they think they can get away with it. And Bobby Leopardi says, I hope it's just some kind of bluff, but Putin has lost his mind.
I don't know. I'm not sure he has.
I don't know about
mind.
That. Yeah, I think he's lost his mind.
I think he's coming. He's coming.
Yeah, right. He got it. Okay, ladies, thank you. We'll pause now. It's 28 after the hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tensions remain high between Ukraine and Russia. Speaking at the White House, President Biden was asked if he believes Russian President Vladimir Putin has decided to invade Ukraine.
As of this moment, I'm convinced he's made the decision. We have reason to believe that.
The president on Friday also hosting a call with European allies and Canada's prime minister. Biden saying the United States and allies remain in lockstep and accused Russia of pushing out vast misinformation Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is launching an investigation into TikTok. Paxton saying two civil investigatory demands have been issued to see if the social media app is allowing human trafficking and violating the privacy of children. He's promising the investigations will make sure big tech is keeping Texans safe and secure. USA Radio News. Former President Donald Trump had classified government records at his Florida residence. The National Archives and Records Administration informed a congressional panel Friday, saying it was in communication with the Justice Department on the matter. A funding bill is preventing the government from partially shutting down for at least a few weeks. President Biden signing the bill that funds operations through March 11th. The original deadline to fund the government was Friday. Lawmakers now on both sides of the aisle also working on a long-term spending bill as well. Lawmakers are mourning the loss of one of their own.
Republican Representative Jim Hagedorn has died at the age of 59. His wife Jennifer made the announcement on Facebook Friday. Hagedorn was elected to represent Minnesota's mostly rural 1st Congressional District south of Minneapolis in 2018. Shortly after being sworn in, he was first diagnosed with kidney cancer. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Now we have 34 after the hour on our overview of the talkers' charts for this past week. I'm Doug Steffen, here with the DJVers that have lots of comments. We've discussed most of these issues during the course of the week, so we bring you our take on the ancillary comparative with the Talk Radio Countdown show that Michael and I do. Michael Harrison and I do it every week, and then we put this companion piece with it so you can hear discussion, maybe some of the stories you didn't get involved in or maybe didn't know much about them. So that's why we do this. So Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner are here. Let's see. We did enough on China. Number six, the situation with crime, violence in our country. I don't know. Is there anything really new to be said about this? You know, the stats are the stats. And
Sadly, no. I think it's become a really big problem, though.
This stuff. Yeah.
Oh, especially, yeah. And the reason I think more people are talking about it, like a lot of these issues, is because we're going into an election year. And so there's got to be, I think there's been a moderating of message, because a lot of times you had Democrats saying defund the police, you had the squad saying defund the police. They're still doubling down and saying that. And
yeah?
That message,
really?
The squad, yeah. Democrats, a lot of Democrats have moderated, saying, no, we don't want to defund, we want to refund the police. There's been a switch in messaging, certainly, from, like, most Democrats, but the squad
most Democrats, as a Democrat
down.
Here, I can say, most Democrats did not want to defund the police. That was something
just,
that
we talk
that
about
messaging,
the party.
Yeah,
we
that
talk
messaging,
about the party messaging.
Well, but Nancy Pelosi has and Joe Biden, at the top of the party, have said from the very beginning that they're not in favor of defunding the police. And so Nancy Pelosi doubled down on that this week and said that's not the stance of the party. And it's not. Everyday Democrats do not want to defund the police. It's a ridiculous notion. So now moving funds around and having more social programs and having a better response to things, absolutely. I think everyone should be in favor of that.
But by doing
New Jersey
that, you
right now,
defund the police.
But you know what I'm saying. The messaging of defund the police means eliminate the police. That's how most people interpret that. That's how the Republicans have run with it.
Ludicrous.
Yeah.
Well, and it's a bad messaging point. But what I'm saying is when you move funds away from the police into social workers, you are by nature actually defunding the police. And that's proving not to be so popular in, I can speak for myself, in cities like Los Angeles and in San Francisco, where they've taken a lot of money away from police and from hiring new officers. And they've implemented vaccine mandates. So you've got forces now that have been decimated because officers have either quit or been fired because of vaccine mandates. You have all of the funding that's been reallocated to social workers going out in the field, and there's a real shortage of police officers. That's not fake. That's not political messaging. It's just truth. There's a real shortage of officers, and in most cases, I know in Los Angeles, there's a hiring freeze. So you can't even hire any new ones. And you don't even have any money to pay them. It's like it's become a really bad problem.
problems everywhere.
I know.
There are problems. All right, so let's see. Number five, the Durham probe. Somebody dig into that for me. Will you
this
please?
Is so overblown. It's
that's what I thought.
Well, before we look, so John Durham is put on. Remember Robert Mueller and his investigation?
Yeah, number six, sure. By the way, on the people list is Hillary and their connection to John Durham.
So,
anyway, go ahead.
Robert Mueller and John Durham are brought in to do essentially the same thing. And I think, unfortunately, politically, people wanted to bring down Robert Mueller just like they want to bring down John Durham. What's more important is what they're finding. And so before we poo-poo things politically, I think it's best just to see what's in his report, which we don't know yet. And so there's a lot of people who want to run with it.
What people are running with it. And the stuff that's in the filing is not what actually the document said. That's the real problem.
I read through it. It's 27 pages. It's available anywhere. People can read it if you want. I read through it. There are some serious claims in there, certainly. And there are some problems as the investigation continues. So John Durham was brought in, just to give you some context, to investigate how the story about Trump being in bed and colluding with Russia, remember that's what they were using to get Trump out of the White House for like 4 years. There was messaging about him working with Vladimir Putin and being his puppet and making deals. It proved to not be true. And so then there was an investigation, a special counsel put in charge of how that story started. And so there have been a few indictments already. Michael Sussman, who is a very powerful Democrat lawyer who was the lawyer for Hillary Clinton and for others, by the way, has been indicted for lying to FBI agents. Mark Elias is another person who's a Democrat operative, kind of at the highest levels of the DNC, that's also been indicted. Those are the only two formal indictments. But on February 11th, there was a court filing, and there's been no leaking out of John Durham's investigation, and good for him, because there was a ton of leaking out of Robert Mueller's. But there was a court filing on February 11th that implicated, said that there was a tech company that had received direct money from the Hillary Clinton campaign that was explicitly pushed out into the court filing, that was spying, that had basically, whatever the technical term is, I'm forgetting how they put it in the documents, but they were taking in all of the web searches from Trump Tower, from the Trump apartment building, from his residence that he owns, and from the White House. So this continued after Trump was a candidate into the White House. So when Trump said he was being spied upon and everyone said, you're a buffoon, that's impossible, well, now we know that it was actually happening. So who did it? And that's still part of the investigation. A lot of people are making their judgments, and we're not going to do that on this program because we're trying to be fair. But who did it, and why was this company taking money, and who were the tech executives that are mentioned in this report but unnamed, just called Tech Executive 1, basically, is how it's labeled in the report. Who was behind this, and why were they doing it, and for what purpose?
All right, number four has to do with Trump, the investigation January 6th, but more the information that came out this week, and I'm not sure who, I look at these statements, I look at where they come from, is the accounting firm that released the information actually his accounting firm?
Apparently, before he ran for
election, he was worth $5.8 billion. They say now he's worth $10 billion. And how did he get to go from $5.8 to $10 billion? The suggestion is that he took advantage of being the president. So is that,
well,
I mean, is
it's
just
really
another
not that.
Slice?
What's happening in New York, and that's where this is all coming from, is the district attorney in New York
the Trump Corporation, the reason that this is making headlines is because now a judge has said that Trump and his kids all have to sit for depositions under oath.
And when already?
Because
had.
They have
Eric
found
Trump already did.
Yeah, because they have found sufficient evidence of financial fraud, and so that's why they all now have to
tax returns,
trying to fight.
What difference would it make?
Well,
Ralph,
no, changing the value of the companies, overinflating the value of their companies is one of their individual properties is another one. Tax return stuff is an issue. There's a lot of financial stuff that this is years.
But why is anybody concerned about anything that's his business other than the taxes that he might
illegal.
Have not paid?
What's it's illegal? Not about just taxes
to inflate
unpaid.
Your. Are you
Absolutely.
Kidding? You know how many
to secure
people inflate
bank?
Their net worth on bank on the
it's illegal.
Application to buy to
every
have
single
a mortgage
person
to buy a house.
That tries to buy a house.
Everybody's guilty of that.
There's more to it. We'll see where it goes.
I mean, look, if he did something wrong, if they did, not he, but if they as a corporation did something wrong, then they should be held accountable for it, and certainly I'm sure they will be. But to go into someone's business for inflating, overinflating, you'd be going into every corporation. And Letitia James, who is the AG in New York, made it her business to say she was going to take him down, that she wanted to investigate him.
So,
Trump was not well-liked, I don't think, before he was president,
of course
even
he's not.
In New York, right?
No, nobody likes him. But he got elected president, so somebody has to have paid attention. But this business about the accountants basically quitting working for him,
well,
does that make a statement?
Yes, it does. They said that the last 10 years of statements that they've provided cannot be relied upon. So they're falling
them?
On their...
If they're, yeah,
well,
okay.
It's a mix. I mean, they may fall in, they may end up being in trouble as well, but at the same time, they could also probably use the excuse, we only know what our client discloses to us, so there could be that as well. But no, it's not a good look at all when your accounting firm ditches you and says, yeah, don't trust anything we've said to you in the last 10 years.
Great.
That's not a good
look. That's
going
to be good for business.
Yeah.
Number three, the economy. And so I look around at the retail sales expectations and the reality for the month of January.
It was a surprising report.
Yeah, rising.
I mean, in a good way, you know, more people spending
up.
And,
Good the increase in over what the retail sales were for the month before was almost 4%, and that's really unusual for January. And so anyway, consumption is 68% of the economy. Americans are spending, 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 and spending. And with inflation, woo! What's that doing here?
I think
here,
that's going to be a problem. $5 gasoline in L.A. It's
a real problem. Yes,
I filled up yesterday. It was $3.40 in Jersey.
That's
send
cheap.
Me some, please.
Yeah.
I mean, that's high for Jersey, though. That's very high for Jersey.
The study that looks at people moving into the heartland states, I think that's worth spending a moment on repeating the battle for what is referred to as human capital workers, if you will. People moving and what it's doing. If the people that are on the coastal plain that are moving into the heartland states, certainly taking their talent, their ability to work with them. Is that one of the reasons that we're having such a hard time in our neck of the woods, the eastern cities, finding people to work? Is that part
of
it?
A lot of people did move out of major cities. And, you know, I mean, I have some friends who left Manhattan and they just went to wherever, you know, their families were for childcare because everyone was working from home full time and the kids weren't in school. So, and that happened a lot. A lot of people left major cities and they just moved to closer to where they had family. And now they're staying and they're finding jobs that are full time work from home. So, yeah, I think it's interesting the way it's sort of diversifying the workforce across the country in a little, you know, so it's not just so concentrated in major cities, and I think that's a good thing. But, I think it's going to be interesting. Now, there's also a new law in California. New York City is about to pass their own as well. It's about to go into effect where they have to be fully transparent with what a position pays, which if you've ever gone for, I know you guys work for yourselves, but I've had multiple jobs where I've worked for larger companies, and, you know, you go in and you don't know, they don't tell you what the job pays. They try to base it on what you were making, and it's very cloak and dagger, and Then you find out that the same job you're doing, the guy next to you is making twice as much. I mean, it's very shady. And so California is now trying to be more transparent. New York is doing that. And that can set the tone for the rest of the country, which can really help bridge that gender wage gap, which is really important.
Kind of same as buying a ticket to someplace on the plane. There isn't one person
right.
on the plane that pays
no
the same
No one pays the same price, right.
It's something
right.
different. It's really interesting. And the other thing that goes with, I think, the economy is the influence of crypto and how many people have gotten scammed. But the crypto market itself, the number of new coins and all that stuff that is becoming more and more a part, whether you understand it or not, I don't understand it at all. But there are a lot
the
of...
The problem is no one understands it. Very few people really understand what they're doing. And then you see a Super Bowl ad and everyone's like, oh, I got to buy crypto because they feel like they're missing out on something. And most of the time they're getting scammed.
Yeah. Woo! Hip, hip, hooray. Okay, the Russians and COVID, number two and number one. I don't know. The Russians, they just keep at it. The hackers... the defense contractors.
Well,
Israel has asked
They're also
Russia.
Bolstering up their military, 150,000 military there.
Well, also, but they've been asked by the Israelis to help get the Israelis out of Ukraine. I thought that was kind of interesting, an acknowledgement of what may be on the front burner pretty quickly. All right, ladies, thank you. The stories have been reviewed by the folks on the DJV program. It's now coming up to 48 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Stephan here with an overview of the stories. So you have the official list, which you can find if you want, at djvshow.com or talkers.com. At number 10 this week, the scandals and celebrity gossip, some of it having to do with the royals, some of it having to do with Kelly Clarkson, some of it having to do with lots of other celebrities. It's always there. Number 9, the weather and the mudslides in Brazil and what is happening to the climate and the increase in, you know, what's happening in the next 50 years or so to the water, to the oceans. Number 8, tech stories. Number 7, our relationship with China, especially over the Olympics. Number 6, race relations. Number 5, the Durham probe. Number 4, investigation, the probe into January 6th. Number 3, the economy. Number 2, Russia. And number 1 is COVID. That's the story list.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door is Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
People List now, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine, does all the research for the Talk Radio Countdown Show. This is the official list. Number 10 is Prince Andrew, for obvious reasons. Number 9, another Jerkelberger, Chris Cuomo. Number 8, a good guy in most people's mind, people that have dealt with him. Elon Musk at number seven. The Chinese people that are in the Olympics, one of them is an American who's apparently being hailed as a hero because she's working with the Chinese team. And then there's that poor 15-year-old Kamila Valieva. Hillary Clinton is number six. Mitch McConnell is five. Ron DeSantis, four on the list. Trump is three. Putin is two. And Biden is number one. I guess you'd expect that to be the case. Most of the focus is on the president. That old song, he's the president in resident. That's my Joe. Not necessarily mine, but you know what I mean. And on that note, literally and figuratively, that's the People List on the Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, here we are at 53 past the hour. Time for us to run down the top five tech items of the week. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, my cohort, who has done the research and come up with the five big tech stories of the week. Starting at number five, with the use of Wi-Fi devices. How about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this came after, we're looking back at the pandemic in multiple ways. And so Comcast did an internet customer survey, and they found that nearly 1 billion devices in their connectivity, in their network, were connected to Wi-Fi in 2021. Now, it makes sense, right? People started working from home. Kids were doing schooling from home. People, you know, if you only had one Wi-Fi router in your house, maybe you needed to add another one to boost the signal. And so the data load that Wi-Fi networks carry is only expected to increase from this point on, as the use of connected devices for health monitoring and streaming and home and smart home tech has only grown. The number of devices connected to Comcast Wi-Fi households increased 12-fold in the last couple of years. Health devices are the fastest growing category. More than 49 million smartwatches and fitness trackers are connected to Wi-Fi, which is a 39-fold increase since 2018. So that's the future. That's where we're headed. More Wi-Fi.
All right. Number four on our list is a focus on crypto.
Yeah, romance scampers. They are scamps. Romance scammers made off with a total of $139 million in crypto last year, which is five times more the amount that was stolen in 2020. So this is just in 2021, $139 million in crypto. So crypto payments made up the largest fraction of that was lost to these types of scammers, $547 million lost to scammers in 2021 total. Victims each averaged just under $10,000 in loss in crypto on average. And again, these are all catfishers. People were dating online. They were lonely. And, you know, the Tinder swindler, that's all you need to do is watch that and see exactly how this scam works. But this is, you know, people need to be a lot more careful when they're online dating.
I consider number three to be good news, Intel buying up a chip maker.
Yeah, Intel this week announced that they've agreed to buy Israel's Tower Semiconductor for $5.4 billion in cash. Now, the reason that this is important is because Intel is America's largest chip maker, and they're seeking to significantly expand their specialty manufacturing capability. As we know, this is a time of surging semiconductor demand. Everyone also kind of wants to make a move away from China. So Israel has a lot of great companies and a lot of tech, and so it's not surprising that Intel would target a smaller tech company, a semiconductor company from Israel. So this is something that they're Intel is really, as we know, we've reported several times, they're opening that big factory in Ohio in the next couple of years, and so they're really beefing up their capability, which we all need, that every company who's involved with semiconductors and chips, they need to focus on this because we're still at a deficit. You know, we're still behind. And we need to be able to come up with more chipsets and more semiconductors. So that's, you know, as we move forward with more tech.
All right. Number two on our list of the top five stories this week has to do with the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah. So the team announced this week that they had fallen victim to a ransomware attack that encrypted files on their corporate IT network. Now, the San Francisco 49ers confirmed that they have been dealing with the authorities. They've been dealing with the FBI. The operators of Blackbyte ransomware, which is a hacking group, they listed the 49ers as one of their victims on a dark web leak site. And essentially what this site is they make a ransom demand, and then they go onto this site and they publicly shame the victims and force them into paying whatever demands they're extorting. And so the good news is, though, this did not affect ticket holders, which was a concern, obviously, because your information is stored if you're a season ticket holder. And they said nothing connected with Levi's Stadium, the operations or ticket holders was affected. But this, if they had gone to the Super Bowl, which they almost did, then they said that this could have been so much worse with all kinds of, you know, it really complicates the issue a lot more. So thankfully, I guess in this case, they didn't get to the Super Bowl, and but they're still working with the FBI on figuring out how to shore up their systems.
All right, number one, speaking of shoring up systems.
Yeah, so the U.S. intelligence community warned that Russia-sponsored hackers have repeatedly attempted to infiltrate computer networks belonging to the Department of Defense contractors. So these are not actual defense, it's not the defense agency, it's government contractors in the private sector who have not beefed up their cybersecurity enough, and so the Russians have repeatedly tried to break into numerous companies.
Yeah. I think we should just wipe them out. All right. That'll solve everything, right? It's 59 past the hour. You've been listening to the top five items on the countdown sheet from the world of technology. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen at 59 after the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.